"Seems a sound man," whispered Antony to Bill. "Doesn't talk too much." Antony did not expect to learn much from the evidence. He knew the facts of the case so well by now. But he wondered if Inspector Birch had developed any new theories. If so, they would appear in the coroner's examination, for the coroner would certainly have been coached by the police as to the important facts to be extracted from each witness. Bill was the first to be put through it.
"Now about this letter, Mr. Beverley,"
he was asked when his chief evidence was over.
"Did you see it at all?"
"I didn't see the actual writing. I saw the back of it. Mark was holding it up when he told us about his brother."
"You don't know what was in it, then?"
Bill had a sudden shock. He had read the letter only that morning. He knew quite well what was in it. But it wouldn't do to admit this. And then, just as he was about to perjure himself, he remembered. Antony had heard Cayley telling the inspector. "I knew afterwards. I was told. But Mark didn't read it out at breakfast."
"You gathered, however, that it was an unwelcome letter?"
"Oh, yes."
"You would say that Mark was frightened by it?"
"Not frightened. Sort of bitter and resigned. Sort of, 'Oh, Lord, here we are again.'" There was a titter here and there. The coroner smiled and tried to pretend that he hadn't.
"Thank you, Mr. Beverley.